Catholics need to act on their faith and be on guard against, and I quote, a spirit of adulation bordering on servility that exists towards the Obama administration. In other words, this archbishop from Denver, Colorado,
right,
says, y'all need to stop worshiping this fool as Christ.
He sees the frenzy.
Yeah, the frenzy is going on. Then he says, the public lecture by Archbishop Chaput took place on the campus of the University of Toronto at St. Basil's Church, and it was attended by an overflow crowd of more than 700 people. After giving a sketch of the basic principles in his New York Times bestseller, Render Unto Caesar, and that's interesting, I may pick up that book, the Archbishop offered his insights on the need for an honest assessment of the situation of the church in the public square. Now, here's a Catholic, Mark Ramsey,
right,
talking about an honest assessment, and I haven't heard T.D. Jakes, I haven't heard any black leader churchmen talk like this, any of them.
Because the key word is honest assessment.
Right. An honest assessment.
If you're coming from the false, you can't be honest and you can't assess. And like we had in a study, you can't have wisdom to figure out anything.
Right, right. Now, listen to this. Here are his words. He says, I like clarity. And there's a reason why, began the archbishop. I like the way he begins his lecture. I like clarity. He said, let's be clear on this. And this is why. He says, I think modern life, including life in the church, suffers from a phony unwillingness to offend that poses as prudence and good manners. Now, I like the way he starts this. A phony unwillingness. Guy's a phony. Obama is a murderer, a killer. And out of trying to be nice and Christian and politically right language, you're not saying it. That's what he's saying it. And then he says, but too often turns out to be cowardice. So here the archbishop is calling
right. The
Christian a coward.
Right off the bat.
He said, you're just a coward. It's not about no political correctness. Now, for all my black listeners that voted for that creep Obama, you just a lousy coward and a bigot because you voted for, and you better read Ezekiel 7 again and attribute it to you because God is going to hold you accountable for your foolishness. This Catholic archbishop goes on and says, human beings owe each other respect and appropriate courtesy. But we also owe each other the truth, which means candor. In other words, I respect the President of the United States.
Yes.
If you walked up on my porch, I said, Mr. President, do come in. Bro, man, we have to lock you up. Barack Hussein Obama is here. But I would go up to him and say, I'm glad you came by. Can I ask you one question?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I said, why you affirm the killing of human beings with your babies? Look me in my face and tell me. And don't tell me that your pay grade won't let you answer it because now you in the big house, so you got some bucks. I need an answer. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm trying to shoot him down. I just want some kind of answer from me.
Yeah, respond to
the question. Says that the Denver prelate then provided his critique of President Obama. Now, this is what he says. He says, and I quote, President Obama is a man of intelligence. He ain't lying. Barack Hussein Obama is an intelligent man. And he says, and some remarkable gifts. Yes, he does. He reminds me, no, he's beyond Kennedy in his talking in the public square. It's all in his brain. He doesn't need teleprompters. The man has a brilliant intellect. All right. Then the archbishop says he has a great ability to inspire. And I appreciate that. The archbishop says, as we saw from his very popular visit to Canada just this past week. I guess that's why the archbishop went there, because he's trying to help the Catholics there. Don't get caught up.
Right.
Don't get caught up with this now. Then he says, but whatever his strengths, there is no way to reinvent his record on abortion and related issues with rosy marketing about unity, hope, and change. Ah, the Archbishop hits it on the head. He says, y'all ain't looking at reality here. He may drive up and wave at you and shake your hand. Somebody told me that after he gave his State of the Union speech, he asked someone to pray for him. The person on the House floor should have said, I pray that you stop murdering babies, Mr. President. But no, he didn't do that because everybody was trying to be prudent and trying to be kind. See, that's where you bring conviction on somebody. Tell them they need to stop. Then it says, of course, that can change. He's telling them that all this unity, hope, and change can change from that office in the moment of an eye. Then he says, some things really do change when a person reaches the White House. Then he says, power ennobles some men. It diminishes other. Bad policies and ideas can be improved. Then he says, good policy and ideas can find a way to flourish. But as Catholics, now listen to this, and I just like to add in as Christians, but he's talking to his group, just like if I was talking to a group of Baptists or Reformers. But he says, but as Catholics, we at least need to be honest with ourselves and each other about the political facts we start with. See, and then he says, yet this will be very hard for Catholics in the United States, Chaput warned. See, he's saying that everybody in this country, right across the board, has compromised themselves for the sake of getting along with this man and his insanity. I just have to do a little okay. Now, according to the Archbishop, the political situation for Catholics is difficult to discern because a spirit of adulation bordering on servility already exists amongst some of the same democratic friendly Catholic writers and scholars and editors and activists who once accused pro-lifers of being too cozy with Republicans. It turns out that Caesar is an equal opportunity employer. What he's trying to say is you switched up since Obama got in there. And what the good Archbishop is trying to say, Mark Ramsey, is that your faith,
yeah,
which is supposed to be in Christianity, does not allow you that freedom. That's why I like the article, because he's saying, here's a Catholic Archbishop,
right,
saying, wait a minute, I can see him in his study now, feeling the same gloom that Ramey's feeling,
right,
that all of us are feeling. He's saying, wait a minute, man. There's certain principles here that have to be held to. We ain't talking about the divinity of Mary. We're not talking about whether the Pope can forgive anybody of his sins. We're talking about a Christian man pondering people in his denomination doing the punk out right in front of him. And he's supposed to stand up and look the other way because everybody's happy.
He's sensing the drift, and he says, hold it, hold it, hold it.
Yep, drifted too far.
We have to hold to this.
Yes.
We can't drift and get caught up in the wave of Obama.
they didn't got caught up in Obama Nation. See? Oh, did I say that? Yes, I said it. I said it. Then it says, looking ahead to the coming months and years, Chaput offered four simple things to remember. And I really like this. He said, all political leaders draw their authority from God. That is a biblical quote. He's right. All political leaders draw their authority of God, because it says in the Bible, there is no power given unto man unless God gave that man the power in Romans chapter 13. So you may not like him because he's a Catholic, but he just quoted scripture. And he uses scriptures now as a philosophical argument to defend his premise.
Right.
That's why I like Cassie. Thank you for sending me this article. It is wonderful. Check this out. Then he says, we owe no leader any submission or cooperation in the pursuit of grave evil. He is saying, when that leader is pursuing grave evil, killing babies, destroying the marriage with same sex, pushing homosexuality, bringing oblivion in, destroying the nation, destroying the economy. He's saying we don't owe, as Christians, any cooperation in that pursuit. And this man is a Catholic, and I did not hear T.D. Jakes say that. But he was there talking on the day that this clown was installed as the president of the United States of America. Now, wait a minute, those of you Catholic haters. See, the time for you hating Catholicism is over. When God gets through bringing this country to an ash heap, you're not going to be asking what the denomination is. You're going to be asking for something to eat. Wait a minute. He goes on and says, in fact, we have the duty to change bad laws and resist grave evil in our public life. Did you hear that? Resist grave evil. You don't go to a Chicago park. What was the name of the park, Mark? That's your town.
Grant.
Grant Park. You don't go to Grant Park and get in there and say, yes, we can, like a bunch of communists trying to overthrow the Constitution of the United States of America and crying, looking up at your false, big, bozo-eared deity. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be like that. I should be as gracious as the good archbishop here, but I'm a little ticked. Wait a minute. He goes on and says, both of our words and our nonviolent action. In other words, the grave evil in our public life, both by our words and our nonviolent action. So he's saying, Pastor John, talk nice about him. Okay, I'm sorry, Archbishop. I won't talk about them elephant ears no more. I'm finished with it. The truest respect we can show to civil authority, he says, is the witness of our Catholic faith and our moral convictions without excuses or apologies. Now, this is outstanding coming from an archbishop. But I guess if I had the archbishop appear on one of my web broadcasts and I affirmed what he was saying, half of you all listening to me would send me to hell because he's a Mary worshiper. I don't know whether this man worships Mary. I think that you better reread what veneration of a saint is as opposed to worshiping saints. Because from what I understand from reading Catholic literature, they don't worship the saints, they venerate them. And if you don't know the difference between veneration and worship, you got that twisted. I think what it is you don't like the way they got it set up because they got the Pope in Rome and this dude is acting like mafioso number one. Huh. Well, you got a mafioso in the Protestant church too, people. And they've been pimping you is. I told you a pimp is what a pimp does. And he ain't wearing no Catholic beanie. He's wearing a Protestant one. So you all need to cut that out. Let me keep reading the article. In a reference to the messianic treatment to Barack Obama received from some Americans during the presidential primaries, Archbishop Chaput delivered his second point. Check this out. He says, in democracies, we elect public servants, not messiahs.
Correct. Because he can see that the world is like at his knees looking up like he is their savior to give them, right, to pay their rent, give them cars, give them groceries, and to put their life on a lovely course,
yeah,
with a,
yeah,
sail full of wind. And mm-hmm, he can see it. I guess he even sees his own Catholic community floating away on the dreams of Obama.
Man, I'm going to try to get this guy's email and I'm going to write him and say thank you. Doc, I really appreciate that. You really inspired me as a Christian to go forward, man, because this is a beautiful piece. Now, wait a minute. He says, noting that Obama actually trailed in the weeks just before the election, the Denver Archbishop said that this places some of today's talk about a new American mandate in perspective. See, the man was trailing. But what he did at the end, for you youngsters that don't know how this worked, he got the youngsters all piped up.
Yes.
See, he went for the young generation. Same thing that Adolf Hitler did in Nazi Germany. That's why he won the chancellorship there under the Third Reich. He got the young people all behind him. Young people walking around, yes, we can, yeah, fool, he's a... And that's exactly what Obama's going to do. Yeah, I didn't even watch his stupid little news conference saying, at the State of the Union, the man is a baby killer. What am I doing paying homage to him for? I don't even want to hear him. He's ridiculous. The Archbishop goes on and says, Americans, including many Catholics, elected a gifted man to fix an economic crisis. That's the mandate, he says. They gave nobody a mandate to retool American culture on the issue of marriage and the family and sexuality and bioethics, religion, and public life and abortion. You see that? He's saying, hey, they elected him to be the president, not to change our whole moral fabric.
Yes.
And that's what this idiot, well, that's what the president is doing.
His executive orders.
Yes. And then he says that retooling could easily happen, and it clearly will happen, but only if Catholics and other religious believers allow it. You see what he's saying?
If you cave in, it's going to happen.
And he ain't talking about ecumenicalism here either. No. He's saying, wait a minute, if you have more morals, human morals, what are you setting on your assets for and not doing anything about it? Well, we can't do nothing. No, fool, you lied. You voted for him. Repent of your sin. Because when Ezekiel 7 come on your behind, that lie is not going to work with God. You know you voted for him. Those of you listening to me now, some of you black folk listening to me right now, why are your jaws tight? Tell your grandma to come on my website and listen to this. Tell your mammy and your pappy to listen to this. Boy, they be cussing me out like sailors, won't they? Somebody needs to go and hit that black mother, father, sister, brother in the mouth. I know what you're saying. I know what you want to do. You can't stand.